Hey guys, thanks for joining us on Real Faith Radio, presented by Praise Chapel Las Vegas. Subscribe to us on Apple and Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, and Spotify to get notified when new episodes are available to download or stream. You can also follow us on social media at PC Las Vegas and visit our website, praisechapellasvegas.com, to find out more about us and give online. Thanks again for joining and enjoy today's message.
And everyone says, amen. Come on, give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Go ahead and grab a seat. Amen. As I said, today indicates the day that Jesus was crucified. Amen. And it seems odd to call it Good Friday when you really think about it. Somebody was brutally killed, and it was one of the darkest days for Christians. But the resurrection is our victory. Can somebody say amen? It's Good Friday because Jesus, somebody say Jesus. Jesus. Come on, somebody say Jesus. Jesus. Come on. Jesus was willing to lay down his life for you and I and become the final sacrifice. Come on, he paid the price. Come on, he cleared your debt. Somebody say my debt. Come on. He cleared your debt, your sins, amen. All your sins have been taken away, amen, that through the blood of Jesus we have been set free. Can somebody say hallelujah? Come on. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10 says this, and by that will we have been made holy through the sacrificed body of Jesus Christ once and for all. John 10, 15 says this, come on, as the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Amen. Through Jesus' death, our charges, the charges against us, the charges against you, somebody say me, the charges against each, what we have done, amen, has been dropped out of the system. Come on, isn't that cool? Come on, that anything that you've done wrong, it's been cleared. Come on, they can look up in the system and nothing's there no more. Come on, somebody get excited. Come on, your charges have been dropped. Come on, your debt has been paid in full. There is nothing left on the account that you need to pay. There's not a debt that you need to pay because Jesus has already paid off your debt. Come on, somebody. I guess you're not excited today, amen. Come on. Jesus came and paid off your debt. Wouldn't that be cool that if you had like this great bill at on your credit card and the next statement that you got was a zero balance? Come on. Maybe it wouldn't be a big deal if you had like $35 to pay left, but if you had $5,000, wouldn't that be cool that thing just came in and says zero? Amen. That's what God did for you and I. That the debts and the charges that were against us legally have been dropped. You know, we should have been doing some jail time. We should have been hanging on the cross. We should have died for our sins. But yet he says, I'll pay off your debt. Oh, man, you guys are still not excited. Amen. Come on. Come on. Somebody say, come on. Thank you, Lord. Come on. If we don't think like this, amen, you might still be lost. Hallelujah. Your debt has been cleared. Come on, that's just smile. Put a smile on your face, amen. That is what Jesus Christ has done for you and I, amen. The debt is paid off. Micah chapter 7, verse 19 says this, once again, you have compassion on us. You have trampled our sins under your feet, and you throw them into the depths of the ocean. Come on, that's what God does to our sins, amen. The Message Bible puts it like this, you'll stamp out our wrongdoings and you sink our sins into the bottom of the ocean. Psalms 103:12 says, he has removed our sins as far as the east is from the west. Come on, he has separated our sins, guys. Let me tell you, east and west never meet. That's how far your sins have been removed. Hebrews chapter 8, 13 says this, for I forgive their wickedness and I remember their sins no more. Somebody say no more. No more. Come on. He's talking about us. Amen. How many know that we are wicked people? Come on, somebody. Come on, you may say, oh, I'm pretty good. No, no, you're wicked. Hallelujah. Come on, we all fall short of God's glory. We all think wrong. Come on, somebody say amen. Come on, we go through these things, but Christ removes all the wickedness. Christ forgives us of all our sins. He throws them into the depths of the ocean. He remembers them no more, never to put it back at your face. Come on, somebody. That's forgiveness. Come on, we forgive, but we still remember. Come on, somebody. Come on, we forgive, but we don't forget. Amen. We keep on rubbing on each other's face or throwing it at each other. But Christ removes it once and for all. But Jesus did die on the cross on Good Friday, church. He was on the cross, amen. And we were you guys were on his mind. So when he was on that cross, you were on his mind. He was thinking about you. Even right now in 2024, he was in that cross and he looked way ahead and he saw you. He says, he was thinking of you. I was thinking, I was dying for you, even in 2024. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Listen, without Friday, there is no Resurrection Sunday. Come on. And without Friday, we still be lost in our sins. Friday had to happen for Sunday to come. Can somebody say amen? Amen. And so we're going to partake in communion today. But before we do, I'm open up this microphone. And I want people to come up. And if you want to testify about the blood, what we're doing is testifying the blood. If it wasn't for the blood, where would you be? Come on, if it wasn't for the blood, how would your life be? I want you to come up here and just thank the Lord. I thank God for the blood of Jesus. Come on. I think, Abe, you wanted to testify? Come on, give the Lord some praise as Brother Abe comes up. Come on, we want to give Jesus some glory, amen? Come on, because the blood of Jesus set us free, amen? And so I want you to testify about the blood. Nothing else but the blood, amen, and what the blood has done for you. Hallelujah. Here you go, guys.
So I want to share what the blood of Jesus what has done for me and for us. So if it wasn't for the blood, I wasn't here. If it wasn't for the blood, me and my wife is already divorced. So to make it short, like, it happens like 2015, and then my parents died like 17 days apart. So my dad died like one day before my birthday. That was March 24, and my birthday was March 25th. And then after 17 days, my dad. And it was really hard for me. I know Jesus at that time, but I didn't have that deep understanding who he is. I only know Jesus like, yes, my Lord and Savior, but I don't know how to get into Him, and I'm still praying, but I don't really know what to pray, and my source of comfort at that time is like, almost drinking, sober every night. I was shaking every time I can't drink. I was shaking, so I want something to drink, and I smoke a lot. And then that's the time that my life is messed up, hearing a lot of voices in my head, and I don't want to hear it, but I keep hearing it. And then, so my parents died, and then she was my girlfriend at the time, my wife, and then she left. She went here to Vegas, and then so I'm living by myself. Imagine living by yourself, like, man, so quiet. So quiet, but so noisy. It's like, it's so lonely. You're going to eat by yourself. You're going to live by yourself. There's a time that you're not going to talk like for a day. So you have to like to talk by yourself for you to use your tongue. It's like, it was so messed up. So I was with my friends, drinking a lot. And then there's a friend who invited me to a church. And then he was my church maybe before. And then, hey, if you want, I can just If you want, you can just go to my church. And then, I think I was sober at the time. And then, yeah, I think I was sober at the time. Then, am I going to church or not? And then, okay, I'm tired, so I'll go. And that was 2018. And then, like to make it short, there's an altar call. And then I was in the front, and the pastor asked, like, whoever wants to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, just raise your hand. So I just boldly raised my hand. And then I told God, I'm done. Use me. I don't know how, but I'm surrendering to you everything. If there anything that I can surrender, please help me. If there anything that I can lay it down, please help me. Help me and use me to your kingdom. And then I prayed that every day. And then my wife came back from the Philippines. And then we got married. And then... yeah, we get married. And then it was so funny because, like, she processed everything. All my papers was done. Everything. Oh, wait. I already accepted Jesus Christ. After I accepted Jesus Christ, and then just go like this, my papers were, it's like, oh, it got approved, you got an interview, and everything, like, it was so quick. And then I still remember, like, I was in the line, and then waiting for an interview, and then I was in the Philippines busy, and then I was surprised my name was not there, like, twice. So I was so down, and then I don't know what my life will be if I'm not gonna be with my wife. I'm gonna live by myself again and again and again. And then just God told me that, just trust me. But those times, how can I trust God like 100%? I can only trust him like 99%. Because still, like, I have a doubt, like, what if my name is not there, it's still not there? How? And then God told me, just trust me. I'm gonna get out, you're here. You're gonna be okay, everything will be all right. And then I just trust him 100%, just close my eyes and prayed. And there you go, oh, your name's here. I was like, I was surprised. And then everything, all the interviews, good, everything's good. And then a few hours after that, and I know that the enemy doesn't want me to be here. He doesn't want me like to be with my wife. And I was driving a motorcycle at the time. I think I'm running like maybe 15 kilometers per hour. And suddenly I hit a kid a few hours before my departure. And then I was like, my hope is gone. That was a few hours before my departure. And then all the people was looking at me, they surrounded me and everything. They're asking me information. They look at my license and my license plate and everything. And then God told me, lay hands on the kid in front of the crowd. I lay hands on the kid. I prayed for the kid. Everybody went silent. I bring him to the clinic and everything was okay. And then after that, that was like March 12th. And then my flight in the Philippines was like March 13th. There you go. I depart from the Philippines March 13th. And then I came here March 13th. Because the Philippines like one day advance. And then I just realized after 2 days, the lockdown. Airport is closed. Everything, so they're processing any petition and everything. So God made a way for me to be here, just like 2 days apart before the lockdown. And then I was surprised, like, God is aligning everything to me. And then every time I'm losing hope, it's reminding me that if God is for you, who can be against you? If God is for you, it keeps, like, it's in my head, like, all of the memory verse that I've memorized, it keeps, like, keep speaking to my head, like, if God is for you, who can speak against you? You can do all things through Christ strengthens you. Everything. So that time we're praying for a child and we can't. And then we prayed for a child, and then there you go, see your hand. And then my wife got discouraged, we were so down that time, and then I don't know how to move on again, because I'm really tired, like, seeing, like every year, just, like, downside in my life. So I'm tired. So I just prayed to God, and then, can you lead us into a church that will be grow, that will make our faith grow? And then God lead us here, and then our faith grow better and better every day, every day. And then I'm telling to myself, I'm gonna be better every day, every day. Even like 1%, I'm gonna be better in Jesus' name. I was praying to God like, God, what are those things that I need to remove? Because I don't know. What are those things that I need to surrender? Because I really didn't know. Because sometimes we know ourselves, but no, we don't know ourselves. We have to ask for God what are the things that we need to surrender in order for us like to get closer to Him more and more and to hear the voice of the Lord. And then right now we have two sons, Devin and Samuel. I almost forgot the name. And then there's a time that, because like I'm fasting every week, and then I'm at my work, and then everything is good. And then there's a day that I came home, Davin is bleeding from wounds because of his eczema, and then I was so down. What is happened? I was like, I questioned God. Why? So I'm fasting for Him to heal, and why I get home, why I'm seeing this, like, he's in pain, my wife, also, both of us are down, and then those days, like, I texted you, Pastor, and then you encouraged me with the word, and got everything, and then there you go. So if I'm gonna backslide, where my life will be worse, like, I'm gonna go about, like, more worse than before. So God is telling me that. God is telling me that you're forgetting who I am. I'm gonna heal your son. I'm gonna heal your son despite of everything. I'm gonna heal it. And then there you go, after like a few days, his skin like is getting better and better again and again. It's not completely yet healed, but I will praise God, whatever it is, I will praise God. So don't lose hope, even though like you're not seeing the result. He's still God. He's still God. He's not like a token that, hey, God, like, I'm gonna drop some money and then heal. No. It's not like, so he's God. Remember that. Even though your answers are, even though your prayer is not answered, he's doing something. Maybe he's developing your faith. Maybe he's developing your character. Maybe he wants something from you. And then that time, after that, Samuel, like, he got sick. What happened to Samuel again? He got sick, yeah. Yeah, RSV and pneumonia. I keep forgetting things. Yeah, RSV and pneumonia, and then we were at the Sunrise Hospital, and then the feelings again that I don't want to feel. I feel so down. It's hard for me to worship. It's hard for me to pray. And then I was like, the voice of the enemy is like getting louder than the voice of God. And then here you go. God reminded me again, speak my name, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi. There you go, and then all the memory verse that I've memorized keeps like cultivating in my mind. If God is for you, who can be against you? I was driving on the way in the hospital, and then I was slapping in the face of the enemy. I know he's gonna get out. I know you will heal my son. So, and then I don't know what happened to me. I'm so happy. I'm really so happy because I know God can display his power. I know God can manifest his power. Like he will heal him, everything will be okay. And Samuel got out and we don't pay anything. And hospital was, I was like, we were in shock, we don't pay anything. So God is so real. He is so real. He is so real. Like, we were there for like how many days? Six? Nothing. Not even a penny. And he's healed. So, and then I told God, like, if there's a chance that I can share my testimony, I'm going to share it. So why would I miss a chance? So God's giving you victory for you to have a testimony and for you to have encouragement and for you to encourage others. That's it.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, who wants to testify about the blood of Jesus? Amen. Come on, Brother Josh, come up here. Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord some praise. Come on, we're just testifying what God has done in our lives. Amen. Come on, if it wasn't for the blood in this day that we are assembled here today, we'd still be lost. But it's because of the blood, he can heal his son. He can restore marriages. He can do these things. Amen. It's the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Keep it short. So growing up, I grew up in a good home. Mom, dad, brother, sister, everything was good. Until it wasn't, right? We all have those moments where things don't always go the way we want them. So which caused me to turn to things that I was just willing to do anything and everything. It didn't matter what it was. I was such an angry kid that I started accepting things that I'm going to say the devil made a way for me to join some things that I shouldn't have been part of. And if it weren't for the blood, there never would have been a door for me to walk out of one of the biggest gangs in Las Vegas. And if it weren't for the blood, I would have never been able to walk away from the cartel that I was dealing drugs for. And if it weren't for the blood, I wouldn't be sitting here with my family, all four kids, and my wife, because the enemy had such a stronghold on me. Not only was I dealing drugs to major gangs in Las Vegas, I was on the strip at the casino I was working at, selling drugs to every and any. I've met lawyers, I met people of high power that I was dealing drugs to, and little did I know it was because I was so angry as a kid that I was willing to accept these things, and he used me in such a way. But by the blood, I'm set free, and we've been delivered, and God made the way for me to walk through those doors. He opened the door, I walked through it, and I never looked back. Amen.
Come on, the charges have been dropped. Hallelujah. They're dropped, they're cleansed free. He's not in the system no more. Don't report him though. Praise the Lord, amen. Come on, anyone who wants to testify about the blood of Jesus? Come on, brother. Come on, this brother just got here, got saved on Sunday. Hallelujah. Come on.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys. I just want to start off by saying thanks. Yeah, I came last Sunday. I had a blast. I want to say thanks to everybody. You guys were awesome. Welcome me with open arms. And I'm a little nervous right now. I don't do much public speaking, working on it, so please. Okay, let's see here. Okay. So I want to say without the blood of Jesus, I would be either dead, in prison, jail, in chain, gangbanging probably, most likely, gangbanging. I would be one of those three, I would say. I have to say, just last year, I didn't have a penny to my name. Poor, homeless, on the streets. And even like the rough nights, you know, when it's real cold and stuff, I turned to the Lord. I was like, Lord, yeah, I know the good times are going to be real good because these bad times are real bad. But I turned to him. And I just wanted to give a little backstory on me. So I was born on a Sunday. Father was a pastor. Mother was raised in the church. My grandmother, great-grandmother, founded a church. Was one of the founders of the church. So I've been in the church, like, my whole life, pretty much. I've never been far away from the Lord, is what I'm saying. And he's just been so good to me, so good to me. And when I came last Sunday, you guys told me you're opening up the mic to testify. I was like, I need to testify. The only problem I had was which story to give. Because I have so many stories to testify. I was like, man, which one do I go to? And I couldn't even figure it out until a couple days ago. It just hit me. I was like, man, that's the one I'm going to give. Okay. So it was a few years ago. I was not a penny to my name. Yeah, I was real broke. I don't know. Things weren't going my way at the moment. I had three kids. They all needed stuff. So I was real low. So I prayed to the Lord. I told him straight up. I said, God, I need some help down here, some cash. And I wanted to share this story because I ran into a lot of people and they don't think that the Lord will actually drop cash into your hand. But I don't know, he's done it to me, and I've told people that he's done it to me. And I wouldn't even believe it if it hasn't happened to me. I've told people the story that I will not believe it. I would not believe it if it hadn't happened to me. But so real down low, I was praying to God. I asked him to bless my finances. You know, I need some cash. I need some help down here. Okay, I'm trying to think where it started. Sorry, I'm trying to back. What was the first one? It was three different occasions. So three different occasions. People like just gave me cash. Okay, so yeah, the first one. I was coming out of a store with my daughter in a stroller, just coming out. And this car pulled up, and he stopped and he gave me $100. And I was like, what? And he said something just told me to give it to you. And I said, I know exactly what told you to give it to you. It was the Lord God, Jesus Christ. And I thanked him. Yeah, I thanked him. And he just drove off, you know. I was like, cool, nice. And then later that day, we were out with my whole family. We were out. We went to a few stores, and then we had to go pick up. My girlfriend had to pull money out the bank to pay for a hotel room. So while I was like trying to gather the kids while she was pulling the money out the bank, and this guy came and went up to the ATM, pulled some money out, and went back to his car. And he came back and then walked up to me and handed me $200. And I was like, God bless you, bro. Thank you. I thanked him. Like, man, it was crazy. So I thanked him and everything. And he just told me, just buy something for the kids. And he knows how it is, you know. He just said, buy something for the kids, you know. And I was like, yeah, I will, for sure. And then the next day, I went to work. I was bussing tables. It was pretty busy, but it was a man and his mother, I assume, and it actually turned out to be mother and son. They were eating together, and they stopped me. I helped him out a little bit before, but then they stopped me again, and we talked a little bit. And he was telling me he was talking to his mom, and that his mom thought that I had kids, and he thought that I didn't have kids. And so he was like, do you have kids? And I was like, yeah, I have three little babies. And we started talking about that. And he was like, wow, that's crazy. And he said, you know what, I want to tip you. And I said, you know, I'll be here all night. You know, I'll be here all week. You can come back Yeah, tip me if you want. You could just give me the cash, that'll be easier. before he paid his bill, he left and came back, and then he also gave me $200. And then I was floored at that point. I was floored. I had to give him a hug in the restaurant. I hugged him, thanked him like 100 times at least. that was about it. That was about it. Yeah, I have more stories, you know, if you guys want to. No, I'm just. No, I'll give it to Mark.
Come on, give the Lord some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. Can somebody say amen? Praise the Lord. Come on, anyone want to share anything else? Amen. Before we have communion, amen. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, God is so good. And there are stories and testimonies here. All of us have a testimony. And if it wasn't for the blood, we would not be here. You know, the blood of Jesus starts all this. The blood of Jesus covers us from our sins, from our past. Amen. And like I said, pays off our debt. And so the blood of Jesus, if it wasn't for the blood, we'd all be lost in our sins. Amen. And it's the blood that still covers us today. It's the blood that still works today. Come on, the blood is still reaching the lost today. Come on. The blood is out there, amen. It's not just for the one time, it's for all times, amen. The blood of Jesus reaches out, amen, to generations, amen. It's going to cover your children and your children's children. Come on. This is how powerful the blood of Jesus is, amen. And so I'm so thankful for the blood myself, amen. You know, if it wasn't for the blood, I would not be here as a pastor. I would not have my wife, but it's because of the blood of Jesus. Come on, that saved an alcoholic like me, amen. That put a broken marriage back together, amen. That put me behind a pulpit, hallelujah. Come on, and say, give this guy a mic, amen. It's nothing but the blood, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Because there's nothing on that I have or anything else. It's all because of Jesus, amen. And when you have that blood and you know the blood and what it's done in your life, amen, there's just something that's inside of you that you need to tell somebody. Amen. That's why you tell a coworker. That's why you invite a friend. Amen. Share your testimony. Come on. The world needs to hear your testimony. The world needs to hear, you know what, when you're going down and out, that God can give you money out of nowhere. Come on. It's the truth. Amen. God can do anything he wants to do. Amen. It's a God that, you know, testimonies that need to hear about a son that's going through a sickness that God can heal and bring hope. Amen. It's through those kind of things. Amen. Of a life that was torn apart and down and out that God can change and turn around because of the blood of Jesus. Amen. Those testimonies, listen, have to be told. Come on. Your coworkers need to hear those testimonies. You know, God is so, so powerful. You know, I was praying with my boss this the other day, and I'll share this before we move on. But I was sharing with him, and he had a concern, and so he calls me in the office. He always calls me now, and he's a very emotional guy. Amen. He's very emotional. He knows I'm a pastor, and he looks up towards me, and so he invites me. He goes, "Shut the door, Art," and he starts sharing some things to me, and I said, I gave him some options of what the concern was. And I said, you know what you need to do, John? His name is John. I said, John, you need to pray. If you believe God can do this and you want to do the right thing and what you're telling me is the right thing and you want to put some things right in your life, why don't you pray to God? Because there's power in prayer. And so he was just there. So I gave him some advice. I said, either way, this is what you got to do. God's going to honor that. But you need to pray. I said, well, can I pray for you? And so he said, yeah. So we prayed in his office. Amen. I prayed for him. And today he's laughing at me and he's crying. He says, you can't believe what happened. And he told me the thing that he was praying for, he got. And he was just tripping out. He was like, man. I said, man, you like a, I can come to you on anything, you can give it to me. I said, it's not me, amen. I just came with an agreement that lined up, and I believe it was the will of God, because you want to do something right, you want to get things right in your life, and God honored that. Amen. God honors things. Amen. And so we got to share the testimony of God. Amen. You know, the blood of Jesus is what we need to do, is reminded people what the blood has done. And this is what Good Friday is all about. We're gathered here because what he's done on Friday. We understand that a week ago it was a celebration. Everybody was throwing a big party for Jesus, amen. And it, how quickly it changes, amen, when it came to Friday, amen. And he was convicted for a crime that he did not commit, amen. And he shed his blood for you and I, that the blood of Jesus right now cleanses us from all sin, church. You know, we're all here because of the blood of Jesus. And come on. And then Sunday's the resurrection. Sunday wraps it up in a bow, amen, because without the resurrection, amen, we still be lost, amen. And so tonight, we want to partake in communion, amen. So if we can have the juice and the crackers to come in, amen, I'm going to pass it.